UNAIDS chief told UN Radio about the signs of hope he is seeing in Russia. Michelle Sidibe said the government has taken steps to reduce mother-to-child transmission of HIV, among other measures. He described the national response to tackling HIV and AIDS as a movement.
I think for me, we are moving from despair to hope in Russia. We were seeing people who were injecting drugs, not having access to services, a key population moving aside. But now I can see really a political movement. Prime Minister took a decision and demonstrated his own commitment by sharing the Commission on Health and talking about HIV/AIDS. The government decided to double, certainly, the budget for treatment to make sure that we can reach 80% of the people in need of treatment by 2020. So I'm seeing a movement.
Stamping out AIDS within our lifetime is one of the aims of the new Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs. But young people must be part of the solution, according to UNAIDS. Kwaku Mandela is a grandson of the late Nelson Mandela, the first democratically elected president of South Africa and a lifelong human rights advocate. He credits youth with turning the tide on HIV and AIDS in his homeland.
A lot of that's been driven by young activists who, for a long time, because our government wasn't providing drugs and was refusing to acknowledge the seriousness of HIV and AIDS, they had to basically take a major stand and campaign for, you know, quality drugs ultimately at an affordable price. And because of that movement, they were able ultimately to get that delivered to them, but also I think start a movement globally where citizens demanded this of their government.
Kwaku attended the conference in Russia alongside his cousin. Ndaba Mandela lost both his parents to HIV and AIDS.
HIV/AIDS epidemic can definitely be defeated. Right now, the United Nations AIDS has put a goal to say 2030, we want this AIDS epidemic to be defeated. We have the three zeros that have been developed by the Protect the Goal campaign: zero new deaths related to HIV/AIDS, zero new infections, and zero discrimination. And this can be achieved.
Mr. Sidibe, the UNAIDS executive director, believes Russia could be following in the footsteps of another developing country, Cuba. Last year, the World Health Organization, WHO, announced that the Caribbean island nation was the first country in the world to eliminate mother-to-child transmission of HIV and syphilis. WHO credited this achievement to factors such as ensuring HIV and syphilis testing for pregnant women and their partners, and providing treatment to those mothers who tested positive, and also treating their babies. However, Mr. Sidibe pointed out that intravenous drug users account for roughly half of new HIV infections in Russia and the region. He called for the removal of punitive laws and the creation of treatment programs to support these people. Deanne Penn, United Nations.